So it is the final look at sports this morning. Australia against India in Perth. Day one, first test is underway. India won the toss and are batting first. The big news for the Indians, captain Rohit Sharma not in the squad because of the birth of his second child. So Jasprit Bumrah is the stand-in skipper. Australia, they've dominated the action before lunch, but the ship has steadied a bit for India. Australia have 6 wickets, the biggest wicket to fall this morning. The wicket of the King, Kohli, gone for 5.
Got him! Hazelwood gets the massive wicket of Virat Kohli. Just steered it straight into the corner. And India in trouble, 3 down. And Virat is done.
Yeah, Virat is done. We're going to cross now live to Aussie sport reporter Darren Moore, who's live from Umhlanga, watching from his TV.
Yes, guy, live from Umhlanga here on my TV. It's 118 for 6 India. Like you said, they steadied the ship there. Kumar Reddy, Carmen Reddy, really excited because her second cousin, 3 times removed on the third uncle's side. Kumar Reddy, 26 runs or 40 balls. He's doing really, really great there. I think he's responsible for steadying it, as you know, Reddy steady. So that's it from us here in the studios. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you for that. So Australia, 118. Well, India, 118 for 6. Rishabh Pant also, by the way, needs to get a shout out. I think he's on 36 runs. He is the chubby uncle from the Indian side. Premier League, it returns this weekend, of course. The big news I think everyone is looking forward to is the first match of the new Man United manager, Ruben Amorim. He's going to be up against Ipswich on Sunday. We also have Spurs against the Man City. That's the big one on Saturday. Liverpool, they are at Southampton. Chelsea against Leicester, early kickoff on a Saturday. And of course, Arsenal against Nottingham Forest. It could be an interesting one there at the Emirates. Nottingham Forest, pretty good this season. And we'll see if they can keep that run going. World's rugby boss Warren Gatland says he's not thinking of anything beyond Saturday's match with South Africa.
It's a distraction that you don't need. You just got to focus totally on preparing the team the best we can. We've spoken as a group in terms of what we can do with regard to improving the performance from last week. If you start thinking about other things, it becomes a real distraction.
Yeah, it's a big one there for the Welsh. You remember, they've not won a test match this year. They are on an 11-game losing streak, and they are facing the world champions on Saturday at home. That one gets underway at 7:40 p.m. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.